This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
It's 19 minutes after 4 o'clock in Central Virginia. This is Charlottesville Right Now.
There are thick stars up above where the trees part themselves.
Thank you for joining me this afternoon. We lost a good friend and a legend of Charlottesville radio called the Voice of Charlottesville. Dick Mountjoy passed away yesterday at the age of 61 following a long battle with cancer. Phone lines will be open throughout this hour at 977-1070 if you'd like to call and share your condolences or your memories of Dick. Jane Foy joins us live in studio along the co-host of Dick and Jane in the Morning here on WINA. Jane, thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We just had a little bit of audio of you and Dick from, when was that from? It was from September 6th of 2005, right after Hurricane Katrina.
Right.
When y'all were getting out the word about how local folks could get down there and help.
Yes. Yes, we did.
And we also
did the same thing after 911.
Yeah. We also have in the studio, and we have a whole bunch of friends here at the station. They'll be coming in one at a time here. We'll try to get them all in, hear from everyone. Lots of friends and coworkers of Dick's over the years. But before we go any further, Jane, let's welcome Mike Mountjoy. Dick's son is live in studio. And Mike, we just want to say how sorry we are to your family for what a loss. What a tremendous loss.
Yeah, Coy, certainly Charlottesville lost a voice, and our family lost a voice, a head, a heart, and really our leader. And it'll take us a while, but we will get through. He left us in good shape, and we're all the better for watching, as I said this morning, the grace, the courage, the utter class that he fought this battle for the last 2 years with.
Yeah. Well, we would see him. We just saw him just a few weeks ago, and he's here. And I got to tell you, Mike, he looked fantastic, and he was in great spirits, and I think he felt good. And it was always so good to see him. He would come in, and folks out there listening wouldn't even know that he was just sitting in here. Sometimes he would just want to come by and sit in the studio while we were doing interviews and just sort of sit quietly here at the table and just be here. And it was such a good feeling to have him here.
He found a way to have more fun in the last 24 months than he had in a long, long time. And that has a level of redemption and just reinforcement that I can't put into words appropriately.
And I just wanted to, again, tell you how sorry we are to you and your family and you know, if there's anything we can do. But first, we want to let everybody know, we've been getting lots of calls from folks wanting to know when the service will be held. I think all of Charlottesville wants to turn out for this thing. So let us, give us the details.
Yeah, we've been working hard on the details today and can announce with certainty that we are going to have a memorial service at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church on Monday, March 31st at 11 a.m. Father Luke Clark will be presiding. Plenty of parking will be available. He was getting ready to work with the good folks at the university, expecting a fair-sized crowd, and there'll be a chance to sort of meet and greet and fellowship after this service, and we look forward to having your families, the WINA and the Charlottesville Radio Group families, come out as well as our own and his listening family, because you know, the certain irony, the clip you just played talking about the volunteer effort is my sister Chrissy.
Right.
and how these families really are concentric and overlap is a wonderful thing and something that made doing what he did in this community so special for him. And Jane, the last time I was here, one of the last times I was here, one of my dad's great passions toward the end was the idea of a broadcast media Charlottesville Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look out the window, that's here.
They're already here.
Yeah. They're here.
So I'll give them all a little award and they'll be happy.
You've got broadcast professionals here, so I need to be smart and give you the information and get the heck out of here so these folks can do their job. But I do want you all to know how special that you all as individuals were in the station and these folks as well.
Mike, your dad was so much a part of so many of our families because he just helped us start the day for decades. We'd turn on the radio and there was Dick just saying, good morning. I hope it's a great day for you. Here's the weather. And here's what's going on in our community. And what he did just combined his two greatest loves, I think. And that was Charlottesville and radio. And they just came together in this very room for so many years for him. And he had so much fun doing it. And it showed. You could just hear it in his voice. That was a man who just loved this community and loved what he was doing.
Very, very similar to macaroni and cheese, which was a third love.
Yeah.
a third love. But again, you've got first ballot Hall of Famers lined up out here to pay tribute and to be a part of this. So I want to let them do it. But again, thank you for all that you all have done.
Thank you, Mike, so much. And remind us again, it's Monday, this coming Monday, March 31st.
11 a.m. St. Thomas.
At St. Thomas Aquinas. Plenty of parking.
401 Alderman Road, plenty of parking. For those that get confused at the university a little bit like I do, the metal guy statue is out front. It actually looks more like an academic building sometimes from the side because the Student Catholic Center, I think, is there as well.
But yeah.
There'll be plenty of room. And again, it's extremely important that the community know that they are invited and in such a large part because, you know, in addition to the folks out that are coming in to speak, I think you'll have plenty of phone calls in the listeners. We're such a big part of my dad's life.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mike, so much. And speaking of phone calls, Alfred's been waiting patiently on line one in Charles. So, Alfred, go right ahead.
I just wanted to say that, you know, Dick, just his radio was great. It really was. And one thing he did every morning when I'd go to work early at 6 o'clock, I used to go and he would always say something about the stars in the sky. And just mentioned it, and it always had where the moon was, had me looking out the car and finding what he was talking about. And I just really appreciate it. He was a great radio voice, and we're going to miss him.
Absolutely.
But he leaves a happy moment in our lives. I want to say, too, that I remember a while back, I don't know how many years ago, but he had, you know, when he went on a diet to lose weight, and that was when the WINA was downtown on the mall upstairs, and then he had that show, and we all... that he made his weight, what he had aimed for, and we all, I remember I was a Baskin Robbins man in town. I carried him an ice cream pie down there. But just want to say, man, he's just great to know. It's going to be hard to replace. He won't replace it because his voice was great.
Yeah, absolutely. Alfred, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for the call. 977-1070, we're paying tribute to Dick Mountjoy. We lost him yesterday. Chris Callahan is live in studio. Chris, you've known, you knew Dick when y'all were still kids at UVA, didn't you?
Longer than you've been alive, Coy.
Well, you had to bring that up.
Well, no, I mean, it's...
You know, of course.
He's not the only one.
I was born in 66, but y'all met in 65. That's
64.
Right. 64.
Late 64. Fall of 64.
Tell me, though, that when you first met him, did you know that he was a radio guy and you were a radio guy?
He was interested in radio, as was I, but we came from different markets. I come from the Tidewater area. He comes from Northern Virginia. He went to high school in Stafford County. I didn't know until today that he was a salutatorian of his high school class.
Wow. No, I didn't know that.
Because he was so modest, you know, there are people who will tell you things like that.
Yeah,
you know, in the first meeting, but
not him.
Yeah, I knew him for 40 years. I didn't find out until he's gone.
Well, when you know that, and you knew that about,
I knew he was smart.
Of course, of course.
And I knew he had done well in high school at Stafford High, and he was still always a cheerleader for the Stafford Indians.
Absolutely, but if we found out about that a while ago, and. Several years ago, I guess, and it was Mac or me or somebody. Just, hey, salutatorian. So he made a habit for the next couple of weeks. After that, every time we'd walk in, he'd salute and make us salute back.
That's great. Yeah. So, Chris, and y'all worked here together for a long
time? We worked at WUVA together.
As students in the 60s.
Yeah, we were first-year students. We both came, and we both were younger than the average UVA student, because my birthday's in January. I came here at 17 years and a few months. Signed in, the first day that I was in Charlottesville, September 12, 64, I came down to the basement of the Fever House, and there's the WUVA. It is sort of a magnet.
Yeah.
And I met Mountjoy within the next week or so.
You were both first years?
First year.
He volunteering was living, at the radio station.
He was living in the Fever House. I was living in Kent Dorm, which are both McCormick Road dormitories.
But that's where you both met, at WUVA.
At WUVA.
Yeah. And then you both ended up in Charlottesville Radio.
Right. Both lived in much earlier than I did, because his first job, his first paid gig, was on Sunday, July 25th, 1965, at the old WELK out on Harris Road, where he worked all day long. from 5:45 in the morning until 8:15 at night.
That was one shift, Coy.
One shift.
You're kidding.
One shift.
And he was just spinning records?
And not only that, he didn't have a car. And, of course, he was living on Wortland Street, which is right off the corner. And so he would go all the way to Harris Road, which is on the southern end of town, almost to where the interstate is,
although the interstate
didn't exist then. And on his bicycle on Sunday mornings, you know, in the dark, to get to this radio station, and he had the key, and he opened it up, and there it was. So he was it. He was the DJ all day long.
Amazing. And when did he move downtown? Because he was
moved downtown in October of 65, but for several months in July through October of 65, he was the weekend guy.
Because there's still folks in town who remember walking on Main Street, which is now the downtown mall, and the big window there, and looking in, and there's Dick Mountjoy in there on the radio spinning records.
For most of the rest of the 60s, and we're talking about a fall of 65 all the way through the mid part of the 70s, when they tore up Main Street to build the mall, he was out there, and you could see him. It's where Chap's Ice Cream is now.
Oh, okay.
That's where the WELK window was. And everybody who went to work every morning at those banks or City Hall or wherever downtown would see him, because there he was. He was the morning mayor of Charlottesville, basically.
Chris, I appreciate it. We're going to go to the phones. We have something very, very special on the phone, and we will get to the news ASAP. Mac McDonald, the voice of the Cavaliers, is on the phone, who worked with Dick Mountjoy side by side for many, many years. Mac, thank you for calling.
Hey, Coy, thank you. Yeah, I got a call from Jan. I had a feeling that you were going to be doing a show today about Dick, and I'm so glad you did. I was supposed to deliver a box of record albums to him today. We had exchanged emails, and I know he had a very just extensive record collection, and I was going to let him go through some records. And yesterday before the game, we had our CBI game last night, and Jay James called me at 4 o'clock and said that Dick had passed away, and it was, it just kind of put a cloud on our evening. The game really didn't seem to matter last night, and we made the announcement last night while we were on the air. But, yeah, in 1980, Dick was doing afternoons at WINA. When I got here as a 27-year-old play-by-play guy, and I had sportscasts in the morning, and then I had them in the afternoon. And Dick and I, in between records, and he'd have me hitting record. And we loved the business together. We talked about it. He loved sports. He loved play-by-play. He would talk to me about great play-by-play guys. He would talk to me about what he liked to hear from me, what he didn't like to hear from my color man. He was very, very critical, but very subjective, but also very constructive. And that's what I loved about Dick, because he had such a great ear for the business and what we do. And then when I returned in 96, of course, I did mornings with him for 10 years with Jane and, Sarah McConnell at first. And, we just had a lot of wonderful moments. But you would never, ever be able to find a guy who would not only know the business, but had a heart the size of Texas and, would do anything for you.
Mac, thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
All right, Coy. Thank you.
We're paying tribute to Dick Mountjoy, a legend, the voice of Charlottesville. He passed away yesterday, and he will be very, very missed here at WINA and throughout Central Virginia. Got a lot of folks who just grew up listening to Dick Mountjoy. Kiss me, 38 minutes after 4 o'clock in Central Virginia, 4:38 on the clock on the wall. I'm Coy Barefoot. This is Charlottesville Right Now. It's News Radio 1070 WINA. Delighted that you could join us this afternoon. We are paying tribute to our friend, the legend, the voice of Charlottesville, Dick Mountjoy. Before we go any further, here's another clip from Dick's days on the air in the morning here on WINA.
He's a gun-toting, meat-slicing lefty. Yeah, that's right. I said lefty. Big Eddie Schultz, weeknights at 6, only on WINA.
Short segment coming up before we have to break for news, but we'll take plenty more phone calls in the second half hour. Hugh Wilson, creator of WKRP in Cincinnati. That's the thing that made him most famous, but he directed lots of feature films and lots of big stars we'll get to in a minute. But telling that story, we're going back, I guess, to around 1977 and 78. Somewhere in there, you have this idea for a show in a radio station.
Yeah.
How did all that happen?
Yeah. It was pilot.
And Jane Foy is with us. Jane, that's Dick interviewing Hugh Wilson, who you all used to have in occasionally. And Dick used to let the guy who created WKRP in Cincinnati And if anybody ever understood that scene that Hugh Wilson immortalized in WKRP, it was certainly Dick Mountjoy.
Absolutely. Everybody who's ever worked in radio knew every one of the characters in WKRP. We don't know how, but it happened. But the funny thing was, Hugh Wilson's a very, very funny man. And Dick would start out asking him a question, and he would let Hugh just go.
Yeah.
And before you know it, Dick couldn't ask a question because he was laughing so hard.
Let's before we talk to our in-studio guest, we want to go real quick to the phone. Vicky has been waiting so patiently online, too. Vicky, you worked at WINA back in the early 70s, is that right?
I worked. It was WEOK, and before it was on downtown mall, it was on the side street, right where Trayways is Credit Union. We walked up those steps to Dick. It was Dick and Wells Vanier, Mike Mulligan. It was a whole bunch of radio people up there, and I was a high school cloak correspondent. I did the news for the school sports every night from Monday through Friday for 15 minutes.
Oh, there you go.
Dick used to mail me, you know how the top 40 countdown is?
He
used to mail me WELK, and I still have them. Top 40 countdown, I got WINA cloth circles. WINA correspondent cloth circles. I saved a bunch of stuff that Dick gave me over the years from radio stations.
And he's always followed, wanted to follow your movie career, Vicki.
Yes, when I came in one time, Gene, when you and Dick was in there, and it was before the Evan Almighty thing. I think I had done Iron Jawed Angels, and the Snipers wrote in Richmond at the time, and we were scared to death coming Iron Jawed Angels, and I'm about ready to cry because I miss Dick so much. But the memory can live on. We can build, plant a tree or something in his memory.
Absolutely. Vicky, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Vicky.
We're paying tribute to Dick Mountjoy. And Norm is on line one from Snow Nose. Norm, go right ahead.
Hey, Coy. How you doing?
Very good.
Hey, I've had the pleasure of working with Dick for several years doing the Snow Nose show on Saturday mornings. He used to come in and was the engineer that ran the board for us. And was a big part of the show and you know, would join in and talk with us and do the show together. And this goes back to, you know, I remember first starting with Dick when WINA was over on the downtown mall over there next to the post office.
Absolutely.
When we were downstairs, you mean, Norm?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, down there and under the parking garage. And
they had one window, and we didn't get it.
Yeah, you kind of had to stick your head around the corner and crane your neck around to be able to see out into the real world. It was kind of like being in a bat cave back in there. But Dick has always been a great friend to us, and was such a big help in making our show just such a joy to do every Saturday morning. And you know, he would join right in with us and help us out, which I particularly appreciated, being, you know, a whole lot younger and a whole lot less experienced back then than I am now. But it was always a joy to work with Dick and Dwayne Snow, and I had the pleasure of excuse me, going over and visiting with Dick just shortly before he had his second, the more drastic throat surgery, and had a good visit with him, and just his whole outlook and the way he handled himself through just such a traumatic period in his life was an inspiration to everybody.
Absolutely. Norm, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
And Jane, we want to go to some studio guests here that have been waiting very patiently, but before we do, I just want to say he really did set an example of how to fight cancer. My gosh, I mean, the guy had a smile on his face the whole time.
Exactly. I mean, Mike was right. He had said to us all that the last 22 months were the best 22 months, best 2 years of his life. He thinks that he grew as a person. Now, I don't know how much more you could have grown as a person, but he thought he did. And that it was his mission in life to make people aware, especially who had cancer, that you must just enjoy, and as he used to say, suck the juice out of every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Regardless if you have cancer or not.
Help me welcome to the studio. Dick Raby and Colin Ross are here, veterans of Charlottesville Radio, and certainly if there was a Charlottesville Radio Hall of Fame, these are a couple of the first two guys that would go on the wall.
Well, especially one of them, he signed the checks.
So, Dick, let's just start with you. Your memories of Dick Mountjoy when you first met him?
When I first met Dick, we were working over...
Let's put you on this one here. I'm sorry about that.
When we first met Dickie, we were working over on 4th Street upstairs, and we moved down to the parking garage, and then we moved over here. The thing I remember most about Dick, I guess, is remembering today, all of the activities that are going on with the shootings and everything.
Yeah.
All of that information, he would get out to the people, and regardless of whether the commercials ran or not, he always made sure that he'd spend enough time to get all the information out. And then, after his shift was over, he'd kind of come to the back room, and he'd look at the girls with kind of a sly smile and said, well, I had to move a few things around, but I got them all in.
We didn't play the commercials exactly when we were supposed to play them, but they got on.
That's right. He was always very smooth.
Yeah.
The last time I saw Dick was when he was in the hospital. And we used to have a thing here at WINA, the old Rowan and Martin thing, where at the end of the show they would say goodnight, Dick.
Right.
Well, Dick always would say that to me, and I'd say it back to him when we left here at the end of our shifts. But last time in the hospital, when I told him, I said, Dick, I've got to leave. I've just got a few more things I got to do. And he held his hand up, and then he wrote on the slate like he normally does, and he said, say goodnight, Dick.
All right.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Dick, thank you so much. Colin Ross is also with us. You were at WINA from, what, 67
to... 67 to 97.
To 97.
Right. And started here in this building in 49 as a student at the university. As a matter of fact, Dick and I both got our start in broadcasting at WUVA. Of course, mine was 17 or 16 years earlier than Dick's was, but we both got broken into the airwaves at that time on UVA.
Yeah. What was his reputation on the air? What was Dick known for?
Well, you know, one of the things, I think there are probably a lot of people in the Charlottesville area who've listened to Dick who didn't know the other side of Dick, the earlier days of Dick. He was a terrific DJ. As a matter of fact, when I moved from WCHB and took over as general manager of WINA in 67, I used to kid Dick because I no sooner got to WINA than he left and went to Welk. And I always accused him of running away before I got there.
And that's WELK.
That was
some
W-E-L-K.
Folks might be thinking you're talking about some. Is there a town Welk somewhere?
That's right.
WELK.
ELK, which was a top 40 station, and Dick was a super top 40 disc jockey. But most of us think of Dick in his last 17 years or so being here on the morning show.
Yeah.
That sort of was Charlottesville.
Absolutely. And that's how so many people here started our days with,
you know,
you brushing your teeth with Dick Mountjoy in the morning.
The thing about Dick, he had such an inquisitive mind and was such a versatile broadcaster. He could talk about anything. He could interview anybody. Jane, I'm sure, will back me up on that. You could bring in Joe Blow from North Dakota.
We did one time.
And Dick would have some knowledge, sort of like Chris Callahan, all that stuff stored in the back of his brain somewhere.
Yeah, it's
but
amazing.
But he's a great interviewer.
Yeah. Well, we'll definitely miss him.
Have done your show, too.
Absolutely. Oh, gosh. Well, I learned to do it from watching him. I literally sat in a chair back here a few years ago, watched him pressing buttons and taking notes, and just literally sitting right behind him, watching him work, just quietly, day after day, just watching him. It was really amazing. Thank you both for being here. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
We're going to take a real quick break, and we'll be right back with more. We're paying tribute to Dick Mountjoy, who passed away yesterday at the age of 61, the voice of Charlottesville. It's 4:50 on the clock on the wall, 10 minutes before the hour of 5 o'clock. This is Charlottesville right now. We're paying tribute to our friend, the legend, the voice of Charlottesville, Dick Mountjoy, the one, the only. He passed away yesterday at the age of 61. And here now is another clip, if you'd like to hear a little bit of Dick Mountjoy, on the air, WINA.
And all your readings on the air here today have been free, but let's be honest about it. You do this as a profession.
Yes, sir.
So it is for pay.
Yes.
And also, in our last 30 seconds, you have got to be a blast at parties.
I do parties.
And so how does that work? You like sit in the corner and people line up and...
I was brought into a wedding shower.
Jane, that's Dick Mountjoy with the one, the only himself, Gary Galbraith, who you have in occasionally.
We have him in once a month.
Read the stars.
And, uh-huh. And there was another guest who, Dick and he had this bond immediately. Dick was all... Because he liked astronomy and loved the stars. Astrology, he was a little, I don't know. But Gary, he absolutely loved.
Yeah.
And, of course, Gary would entertain him because Gary is a stand-up comedian anyway. And there was yet another guest who would leave Dick laughing at the end of the show.
That's great. Let's go back to the phones. The phone lines are open at 977-1070. David Toscano is on the line in Charlottesville. David, thanks for calling the program. We appreciate it. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hi, Coy. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, I tell you, it's really nice what you're doing this afternoon. I haven't had a chance to hear a lot of it, but I did want to call in and express what a wonderful guy Dick was. And he was always great to me when I came in for an interview, always very upbeat and ask questions that a regular person would ask about how local and state government was operating. So it's a terrible loss.
Yeah, absolutely. David, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Sure.
Let's go to JJ in Charlottesville. JJ, go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I've listened to Dick since almost every morning since I arrived in Charlottesville back in 1972. And he was definitely Charlottesville's greatest cheerleader. He always found the joy and the beauty and the laughter in this community and its citizens. And I really think that the finest memorial WINA could create to honor Mr. Mountjoy would be to return to broadcasting, focusing on all the positive aspects of the Charlottesville-Albemarle area, and share with the listeners not one side of political opinions, but to find once again all the joy and beauty and laughter that's still here for us to share. And to Dick's family and friends, I do send my deepest sympathy, but he'll always be with us in our hearts. So, what a loss.
Thank you, JJ.
Thank you, JJ.
Thank you so much for the call. It's a wonderful idea.
JJ had the show over on for breakfast one time at her house.
Uh-huh.
She won, that we use that word loosely, breakfast with Dick and Mac and Jay. She was probably sorry she ever even offered.
Welcome to the studio. Tom Powell and Sarah McConnell are live in studio. And Sarah, you started working with Dick Brown back
when I was three.
And that's why you always called her little Sarah.
Sarah McConnell, of course, the host and producer of With Good Reason, heard on public radio stations across Virginia now. But you had your radio beginnings in the newsroom, is that right, at WINA?
In the newsroom. Dick was really Charlottesville's first premier newsman. I mean, we've talked about him being at WELK, but he was the first anchor for Channel 29. And he came over right after I began as a total neophyte at WINA. And I remember when, what was it, the Air Florida plane crashed into the Potomac and people died. It landed on the bridge.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, that's a shame, but it's not a big deal. And he went, oh, yes, it is. And sent me into the closet in the newsroom to bring him constant updates from the little ticker tape AP machine we had back then. But I think over the years, doing the morning show together for so many years, we were sort of husband and wife on the air. And, you know, you were the second wife.
What are you going to do?
I have no animosity. You all were such a loving
couple.
You
got all the jewelry.
Yeah, I got all the jewelry. Yeah, but I'm just so fond of him. It was wonderful to have his wit and humor. It was like working with a very sweet Jay Leno. Nobody read more. He must have watched television through the night just to be so up to the minute on everything going on.
Yeah, I remember when I used to get here back in the, I'm thinking back in the summer of 05 when I just answered the phones on the morning show, and I would get here at about a little before 6, and he had been here already for hours.
Oh, yeah.
Everything was all set.
3:30.
He knew the lottery results and the weather. And
he had already read the papers and refolded them exactly the way they should have been refolded.
Tom Powell is also with us, the creator of the Charlottesville Toy Lift. And I don't think that microphone is working, so if we could spin this one around. Tom Powell, you worked with Dick for a long time as well.
I went through this this morning. The one time in my life I couldn't talk.
Right.
Yeah, Dick was always, it's like losing a family member to me. It really is, because one of the things Dick is like, to me, the reason that the toy lift continued past the year one, because I remember telling him, okay, well, that was fun. That was a lot of work. I won't do that. And he said, no, you've got to do this again. He said, you know, you have to do this. And so we continued on. But whenever I needed to tell anybody anything or do anything, he was always there. It was just, I'd call him up and say, Dick, I need, as soon as I said I, before I could say what, he said, okay. You know, and it was just phenomenal. And it's like I told Jane this morning, I said, this, you know, having gone through what I went through hits a little close to home to me. So I just, you know, just absolutely miss the man beyond belief. But it's, we've really lost, you know, a voice that I wish we hadn't lost yet.
Yeah, yeah, he died way too young.
Yeah, it's one of those things where they keep telling us the good go young, and you know, I'd have rather had him been bad if I could have kept him around for a while, you know.
Let's go back to the phones. Clark is on line one. Clark, we're paying tribute to Dick Mountjoy. Go right ahead.
My name is Claude Cotton.
Yes.
And when they had the station up over top of a building there on Main Street, and I was given an ad for my houses or something, Dick said, no, don't do it that way, do it this way. And we had a whole lot of good time together. I had he was at an open house I had one time, and he came up, and we just had a lot of good time. I considered him a good friend, and we got together a lot, and I'm sorry that he's gone now.
Yeah, thank you so much, Claude. We appreciate the call. We also got an email from Scott Johnson, who worked with Dick years ago. He is now in California, as I understand it, from this email from his fiancée, hammering out studio issues for Armed Forces Radio and Television Services. And Scott writes, Dick was a true radio legend. He had it all, a warm, friendly voice, a talent for thinking on his feet, an unstoppable sense of humor, an encyclopedic knowledge of music, and a great pair of ears. Dick had a way of keeping us all laughing, whether the topic was stand-up comedy, the latest crazy commercial, or just something that station life threw at us. Dick's sharp wit would usually have us rolling on the floor with laughter. And I don't really know where to go with that. Maybe just sit down and cry. That's what I did last night.
we'll all shed many, I'm sure. We do want to remind you and invite you on behalf of the Mountjoy family to the memorial service for Richard E. Mountjoy, Monday, March the 31st, 2008 at 11 a.m. St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church. Father Luke Clark, who was a friend of Dick's, will proceed over the service, and parking is available.
There you go. Monday morning at 11 o'clock at St. Thomas Aquinas. Charlottesville turns out to say goodbye to Dick Mountjoy. We'll see you there. Bob Gibson joins me live in studio. Bob Gibson with the Charlottesville Daily Progress. And you came in, and we're going to talk about your new job at the Sorensen Institute as the executive director. And we also want to welcome on the long line with us as well by phone, Paul Harris, native of Charlottesville and a former member of the Virginia House of Delegates, has been so kind to join us on the phone. Paul, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Coy. How are you?
Very, very good.
Happy birthday again.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I had a wonderful birthday yesterday and got to spend some time with the family. And Bob Gibson is with us as well. Bob, the very first thing I want to do is congratulate you on the news that broke this week that you are will be the new executive director at the Sorensen Institute for Political Leadership, which we want to talk about, but also want to get your thoughts about Dick Mountjoy as well, because I know that
you
have known him for quite some time.
Thank you. Dick and I were friends for four decades. And he shared an awful lot with this community. He shared his love of the community, his love of reading, his love of music. As one of the callers said in the last hour, he knew an awful lot about music. You know, every group that came to Charlottesville and ever performed, he knew about them. He knew what their hits were. He knew what they liked, what they didn't like. I mean, he was just an institutional knowledge base for music, but he also had a love of news and a love of politics that that we shared. And I loved talking with Dick, and I loved listening to Dick. I mean, he was on for close to 20 years with Sarah, my wife, in the morning from 6 to 10, and those were wonderful, wonderful years for radio in Charlottesville.
Absolutely. And Paul Harris, you knew the Mountjoy family for some time as well, right?
That's right. I met Mike Mountjoy at the Miller School, where both of us were young cadets in the mid-70s. And when Mike arrived at Miller, he was 1 year behind me. I had already known of the Mountjoy name because of his father. And over the years, gotten to know Dick quite well. We were neighbors in the Lake Renovia subdivision in Charlottesville when I lived there. And we liked to talk politics and music. He was certainly a devoted father, very proud of Mike, and loved the community. And if anyone, those who knew Dick, knew him to be a very jovial, warm, affable personality, and he will be missed. He was a consummate radio professional, and the whole community has lost a treasure and an asset.
Absolutely. We're talking with Paul Harris, a former member of the Virginia House of Delegates and a member of the State Advisory Board of the Sorensen Institute for Political Leadership. We also want to remind folks, we just learned in the last hour that the memorial service for Dick Mountjoy has been scheduled for Monday, this coming Monday, March 31st at 11 a.m., and that will be held at the St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church, at Alderman Road, I guess.
Right.
Alderman Road. Just look for the big statue made out of car bumpers, and you can't miss it. And there is plenty of parking, and we expect a big crowd as Charlottesville turns out to say goodbye to Dick Mountjoy. And again, that's Monday, this coming Monday, at 11 o'clock.
If I might interrupt,
sure.
I would just say before we leave that I would be remiss if I did not express my condolences to the WINA family at the death of Dick Mountjoy. I know you all will miss him. He was such a presence in the office there in the studios. And like I said before, to know Dick was to know someone who loved life and who loved people. And whenever folks like that leave us, it's a sad occasion, and it leaves a hole to be filled.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're exactly right, Paul. He loved Charlottesville.
It really is a sad. Well, you know, I was just thinking when I was driving over here this afternoon, it seems like America has discovered Charlottesville over the last decade, and everybody and their brother wants to live in Central Virginia. And there's so many reasons because of that. The people come here and they look and they think, boy, this people who live here love to live here. And for the last few decades, one of the reasons that went into that mix that we all just love to be part of this community has been Dick Mountjoy on the airwaves on WINA and WELK.
Yep.
Just that familiar voice saying, hey, good morning. I hope you have a great day.
So true.
Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And Bob, again, congratulations, and we look forward to working with you.
Thank you. Likewise.
Had a good time paying tribute to Dick Mountjoy. Continue in this half hour if you'd like to share any memories or express your condolences. We've got phone lines open at 977-1070. Les Sinclair joins us live in studio at Z95, right through the big wall glass,
yeah.
The big window, and we watch you work and you watch us work, and you worked with Dick Mountjoy for a long time as well.
Yeah, I guess it's been, 10 years? And he was phenomenal, and a lot of folks don't know that I actually did a stint here on WINA for a while, and one of my favorite things that I got to do was follow him on Charlottesville Live when I came on with Nancy King at 10 o'clock, and it's just phenomenal to listen to him. And then and Saturdays were great, too, because I'd come to work on the other station, and he'd be on WINA on Saturday mornings. And then somewhere eventually we got to swap out, and I got to do like every other weekend on WINA. And to be hanging out with him on Saturday mornings was just great, because you could share stories about radio and old-time radio, because a lot of folks don't even remember playing records.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And I do, you know, and so it was great to be able to share those stories about that. And it was great hearing all the people in today about Dick and his past endeavors and how important he was to Charlottesville locally. I mean, not just he was the guy, you know, you think about a morning guy. He's a guy who gets you going every morning. You wake up, you hear him on the radio, you know everything's okay, and he will let you know if it's not. And he did it in such a way that you felt good, you know,
just knew
everything was all right.
And it really helped. We're talking with Les Sinclair at Z95. It really helped that he loved this place. It wasn't just a job. I mean, folks should know Dick Mountjoy was so talented. He could have left a long time ago gone to New York or L.A. or just, you know, really gone to a much bigger market. But he really loved Charlottesville. He loved Central Virginia. He just felt home. I mean, it's sort of like we feel, hey, we finally found that Mayberry that we always wanted to live in. And here we are. And he didn't want to go anywhere.
No, and you know, even after he lost his voice, and he would stop by here at the radio station, he was a phenomenal presence. I mean, I think even a bigger presence after he was stricken with cancer than when he was on the radio, because his presence then became how to communicate without that voice, and he did so phenomenally. I must say that he sent me an email right after he was in the hospital. And it was one of the most touching emails I've ever received in my life. And he said something to the effect of, I hope that something of this magnitude, not like this, happens to you so that you understand life a little better. And it reminded me of the Tim McGraw song, Live Like You Were Dying.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But I can remember when he would come by here over the last year, he was a very different man in a way, in that he would want to give you a hug.
Right.
And he would sort of put his hand on his heart and then touch your heart. And he just understood. I mean, it was a man who was looking death in the face. And he turned around and looked at us and gave us a hug. I mean, he really understood, hey, you're alive. Buddy, wake up, you know?
And
celebrate.
And I would bet there are hundreds of people in this community that got one of those pink cards that he was carrying around about cancer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. I'm honored to be on. Thank you.
Absolutely. Les Sinclair at Z95 and worked with Dick Mountjoy for many, many years. The phone lines are open. Linda's in Albemarle County. Linda, go right ahead.
Hi. I've been a listener of Dick Mountjoy since 1978 when we first found our property here. And then when we finally got moved here about a year and a half later, about 1980, Wisconsin. And to me, he is the voice of this area. And like Les said, you know, when I heard his voice, he explained what happened and he told you about the storm and it's okay to send your kids to school. I mean, I thought my day was okay. It's starting okay because Dick told me it was. And as an avid listener of WINA and as a winner on his show of a trip to Hawaii, which I will never forget, when he called me to tell me about that, I was so excited. I couldn't believe it. But he was a wonderful mentor to you at the station because the station often hired young people, interns, and he, as a matter of fact, my husband was one for a little, very short while, but he taught them how to be personalities on the radio and what your responsibility is as a radio personality. He was so smart, so kind, had a wonderful voice, very knowledgeable about not only local history, but national history. He was interested in politics. He was interested in all kinds of things, and he was a pleasure and joy to listen to. And I loved him, and I have missed him since he's been off the air, and I'll miss him forever.
Linda, thank you so much, and let's just take a moment here. Thank you for calling, Linda. We'll take a moment here and share that unforgettable phone call that Dick made to Linda when she did win that trip to Hawaii.
Hello?
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 Who's speaking, please?
Linda McRaven.
You've won, Linda.
Oh, my goodness!
All right!
Oh, I can't believe it! I'm so excited.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Thank you.
Linda McRaven of Free Union. Are you on a mobile phone right now, Linda?
Yes, I am.
Is that unbelievable, huh?
I took my phone with me. I had to drive my kids to school because they all had exams, and I took the phone with me because I wanted to be sure to enter the contest, and I didn't want to miss it. Thank you.
You not only win the exclusive WINA flight bag, which in itself would be a nice prize, I'm
sure.
That's
right.
But you also win 7 days and seven nights at the Outrigger Reef, which is a very fine hotel, convenient to shopping and sightseeing in downtown Honolulu. The round-trip airfare arranged by Main Street Travel and Linda Hahn will put it all together. Now, you must use this between now and October 31st of 94. Do you think you can arrange that, Linda?
I think I can.
Now, here's the question. Are you over 21?
I certainly am.
All right. Well, I wanted to make sure you qualified. You're not underage or anything.
No, I'm not.
All right.
I have five kids to prove it.
Is that right? Now, and of course, this is airfare round trip for two.
Unforgettable moment there when Dick Mountjoy called Linda McRaven with the news that she had won a trip to Hawaii. Jay James joins us live in studio. And Jay, you, of course, Linda was talking about the Dick acting as a mentor to young folks getting into radio. You would be on that list, I would assume.
Absolutely. You know, we had a special relationship, and first and foremost, I appreciate a lot of the emails and the people calling and checking up on Jane and I and all other folks here at the station, and we truly appreciate the love that has been shown to us specifically after the loss of Dick Mountjoy, but also it just shows you the kind of effect that he had on people. And I can remember specifically Jed Williams and myself, Jed formerly of the station. We were pretty much close in age, and he would always pull the two of us into this studio just to talk. And what we didn't realize, I love to tell this story, I've told it before, is he was imparting wisdom to us every day. We would sit down and he would engage us And he was doing it with a purpose. But we just thought, oh, Dick wants to talk. And Jed and I would even joke. We'd say, oh, you know, Dick's going to pull you in there. You'll be in there for half an hour. and we said, well, you know, let's just go talk to him. He said, oh, so what's going on with this? What's going on with that? And when I think fondly, back fondly on those conversations, I learned so much from him about how to be a professional, you know, how to carry yourself, how to do the little things right. And he was big on that. And he was very meticulous, and he always mattered. I would sometimes want to cut corners because I would think, well, you know, it's just a PSA. What is it? You know, it's just a, you know, just get the spot on the air. And Dick would say, no, that's unacceptable. We pursue excellence no matter how small the announcement, no matter how inconsequential you think it may be. Do it right.
It's important to somebody listening.
Exactly. And yeah. He couldn't stand if there was anything a problem with the product. And I can remember it was a very humbling lesson that I earned from him because, you know, if you don't discipline your kids, then you don't love them. And he kind of took me in, and there was one time he had to kind of, for lack of a better term, smack that bottom. And I was a new PD, and we had just had Hurricane Isabel, and I spent like several hours on the air that night, you know, talking to people and trying to emulate what he did because he couldn't be here. You know, he had to come in the next week or whatever. But the next day, I didn't have the foresight at, you know, age 23, 24, whatever it was, as a young programmer of a powerful radio station to realize that you had to continue to keep people updated on a hurricane.
Yeah.
I had regular shows on and, you know, everything. And Dick, I remember him just looking at me and he was so disappointed. And that, you know, when you disappoint a parent, that's worse than making them angry when you disappoint them. And he just looked at me and he said, you know, we had so many people that were sampling the radio station for the first time because they knew that we were a news organization and that this is where they should come for a situation like that. And I took it. It was a hard lesson, but I never forgot it.
Yeah.
And I took it with me the rest of my career. And I made sure the next time around we overcovered stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I always just remembered him saying those words to me. And because he cared enough to teach me, he could have just let me go on or whatever. But that was the thing that always described Dick Mountjoy. He cared.
Yeah.
He cared so much about the people he worked with and about his craft. And that's what I'll always take.
I can remember back in 2005 when the London bombings happened that morning, mm-hmm. and he switched over to CBS News so we could hear the feed live from CBS about what was going on in London.
Yeah.
And I sort of poked my head in the window and said, we have guests booked. We have local interviews yeah. booked. Dick, what do you want to do? And he said, we got news happening in the world,
yeah.
and we're going to listen to this because this is what people want to hear about. Exactly. And I just went out and rescheduled everybody, and I sort of got it. Kathy's on the line, and Charles are waiting patiently. Kathy, thank you for calling. Go right ahead.
Hey, Coy, it's your friend Kathy, and I just wanted to give you a very brief my history with Dick Mountjoy. I am about 2 years younger than him, and I started listening to Dick when he was on WUVA back in the 60s. I met him when I was teaching his son Mike at Buford Middle School, and, did my phone go dead?
No, you're good.
Yo, you're good. Oh, well, we lost her. Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. And that's Kathy, of course, who brought us the yummies the other day, the yummy pie.
I think you might have. Did you skip around? Kathy was on, too. So, Lee.
Yes, this is Lee Catlin.
Yeah, Lee, you're right here. Go right ahead, Lee. Hey. There's Lee Catlin with Albemarle County. Sorry, we're having problems with the phone, and Dick would be so ashamed of me for pushing all these buttons the wrong way. But Lee, you go right ahead.
Ghost is smiling, isn't it? Well, I just really wanted to call because so many wonderful things to say about Dick. I was kind of on the other side of the microphone from him so many times, and I go way back, and he goes way back even further than I did, and he was very instrumental, as a lot of people have said, in helping me learn how to be on the other side of a news microphone here in this town. I talked to him at 4 in the morning, 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning, hurricane snows, never ruffled, always calm, just really intent on getting the word out to the community.
Well, in the spirit of what Dick Mountjoy really stood for, I don't want to pass up an opportunity now that we have you on the phone. Lee, can you just update us real quickly about the incidents on 64 early this morning?
Sure. There's been a lot of information going out today, and there's really not but so much I can say beyond that because this is a state police investigation. But there was a series of shootings into some vehicles this morning at various points along 64 in Albemarle County. And I think the first call came in 12:50 or so, and police are still following a lot of leads and looking into the situation. Schools were closed today. People know that. Schools are going to be open tomorrow at this point. After being in close communication with law enforcement folks all day, the school officials really felt like nothing had developed during the day that led them to have continued significant concern about schools being on a normal schedule. So they will be opening tomorrow on a regular time. And we're just, at this point, continuing to work things through. The state police, who is the lead agency here, has said that they would not tell people that they should not be out and about, that they should not be on 64. And we concur with that, but we obviously want them to be vigilant and observant and watchful.
Absolutely. And if you see anything suspicious, just make a quick phone call.
Absolutely.
Lee, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling.
Well, thank you. And the very best to you on to Dick's family as he's being remembered as the very special guy that he was.
Absolutely. Let's go to John waiting patiently in Charlottesville. John, you go right ahead. John, you with us? Oh, we lost him. And Kathy, you back with us?
I'm here. You hear me now?
Yes, you go right ahead. Got about a minute. Go right ahead.
Okay, so I listened to Dick Mountjoy on WUVA in the 60s. I taught his son in the 70s. He's the great friend of education. He always did that. And the reason I celebrate Pi Day with you is because Dick Mountjoy is the person that I started bringing food for at WINA about 20 years ago.
Well, we are thankful to Dick for that.
Yeah. Around this radio station, it's everybody knows. They talk about when Kathy comes by, and it's pie or a big breakfast, always good stuff.
Something
Kathy,
like that.
Thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
We really appreciate it. And we also wanted just a reminder, folks, Lee Catlin just told us that Albemarle County schools are going to be open on a regular schedule tomorrow, Friday. Albemarle schools open tomorrow on a regular schedule. So make a note of it. And let's go to Ted, who is on the phone. Ted, you go right ahead.
Hey, thanks a lot, Coy. I'm a newcomer to Charlottesville. I've only been in Virginia about 7 years, but the first morning I was here, I live over in Waynesboro, and I listened to Dick Mountjoy, and I just immediately felt at home with him. He made everything all right. You knew what was going on, and it was just a good deal. And I want to thank you and WINA for not only doing a tribute to him, but celebrating his life.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ted. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Let's see if we can't get Maurice on the phone in Charlottesville. Maurice, go right ahead.
Hey, Coy and Jay. This is Maurice Jones. I was just calling in because I wanted to take a moment just to remember Dick. What a great man he was for this community. He's left an incredible legacy here. You can tell by the outpouring, sincere outpouring of appreciation today. And he was always a wonderful guy with a great smile and put you at ease. And I had the great pleasure just a couple weeks ago to visit with him, and we had such a great talk, and it was good to see him again. And of course, all of his family is in our thoughts and prayers tonight.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Maurice.
Thank you, Mo. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Jackie on line one. Jackie, go right ahead.
Yes, I just want to give my condolences to Mr. Mountjoy and his family. And I've been listening to him back when it was WELK, and he was just a great man. When I heard it this morning, I just cried. Mm. I am 55 years old now, and I remember back when we had all the big snowstorms, he used to say, get your transistor radio and get your battery. And it just, I felt like I grew up with Mr. Mountjoy. And I just want to give my blessings to his family and all the radio family. And, he just was a great man. And I'm glad I won one of his books from his library.
Yes.
All right. Yes, I just want to express my condolences.
Thank you, Jackie.
All right, bye-bye.
We really appreciate it. Thank you, Jackie. Let's go to Teresa in Charlottesville. Teresa, go right ahead.
Yes, I want to express my condolences to all of you all, too, because I know you've missed him. But he was a force that was so gentle, never anything off color. And I know he used to get on Mac McDonald every once in a while when he wanted to put a little something in.
Dick was the ringmaster, that's for sure.
Yeah, oh, he was. And he was a kind, gentle person. And we'll never forget him. I've been listening to him since he went on the air.
Thank you.
Teresa, thank you so much. We really appreciate the call. And thank you, everyone who has participated in the program today, and our special tribute to one, the only, Dick Mountjoy, a legend of Virginia and the voice
something?
Of Charlottesville.
Yeah, Corey, I just wanted to iterate while you were saying that, even though you may go to break and go to CBS, things don't stop. You know, we will continue the tribute to Dick Mountjoy in the very next program that we have. And as long as people want to continue to honor Dick's memory, it's our responsibility to give them the venue to do that. So
because we got lots of people trying to get through on the phones right now,
keep calling. We'll make sure we put you on in the best seat, because, you know, the thing we'll focus on in the next hour, Dick absolutely loved sports.
Yeah.
I mean, loved them.
Big time.
You know, so we'll talk about that as well. And, you know, there's so much to unpack. And we want to remind you that the memorial service is Monday at 11 a.m. It's open to the public at St. Thomas Aquinas, right there on Alderman Road, you know, near the grounds of the University of Virginia.
Absolutely. That's Monday, March 31st at 11 o'clock at St. Thomas Aquinas. That's the church over near the stadium with the big old silver statue out front made out of car bumpers.
Mm-hmm.
You can't miss it. There's lots of parking, lots of seating, and we will just look forward to Charlottesville turning out to bidding a farewell to Dick Mountjoy, and a very, very special friend to all of us. Also, a reminder, we just heard from Lee Catlin, Albemarle County Schools will be open tomorrow on a regular schedule, and we will have a complete update for you on the situation with the I-64 shootings in just a few minutes in our local news break. But before we go to a local news break, do you want to share this event tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. And since we've been talking a lot about Dick, I know it's an event that Dick would have certainly been behind, and that's giving guys and women as well a chance to turn their lives around. The Good News Jail and Prison Ministry tomorrow night at First Baptist Church on Park Street. The doors open at 6:30. It's a fundraiser for this phenomenal organization. Rob Schilling and I will both be there with two tables, and there are some spaces still available. $20 to get in for a great dinner, great music. And the featured speaker was on this program today, Paul Harris, former delegate to the General Assembly, friend of Dick Mountjoy and the Mountjoy family. And it'll be nice to hear his thoughts about how people are served by this wonderful organization.
There you go. Jay James coming up in just a few minutes with Beth Seat in the House and a continued tribute to our one, the only, WINA's Dick Mountjoy. Thank you all so much.
Listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.